It all starts with the cast. With a Daiwa reel, you can make longer casts and more of them. That's because Daiwa reels have the highest retrieve speeds in the industry, and whether it's salmon, steelhead, trout, bass, or walleye, they've got a reel for you. Daiwa ballistic spinning reels and Lexa bait casting reels have become the standard for Northwest steelhead guys because they cast further and they hold up to the repeated abuse that only North America's hardest fighting freshwater game fish can deliver. If these guys swear by them, they've got to be the best. If you're looking for a new reel, look no further than Daiwa. Daiwa reels. Feel alive.
This is the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line, presented by Daiwa. Feel alive.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Line, 866-979-3776, locally, 206-421-3776. Text us up, 710-710, powered by Emerald Outboards, and you are listening to the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line, presented by Daiwa. The topic on the table, opening day trout tactics, okay, flatline trolling, and this new technique, Robbo, that you teased earlier in the show. What do you got up your sleeve?
Earlier in the 6 o'clock hour here, I was talking to Ken Alger over at Three Rivers Marine yesterday, and I said, you know what, Ken, if you're going to do anything next weekend when you go out fishing, and he probably will be out with his kids next weekend, what's it going to be? He's like, you know what? I take these little white micro jigs, little white crappie jigs, and I put them under a pencil float anywhere from, you know, 2 to 10 feet deep, depending on where I'm fishing. I let the kids chuck them out there. Of course, he takes cover. You know, you don't want to get hooked up with any wild casting there in the boat.
Incoming!
And throw them out there, and then let them sit for a second, and then just start twitching them. And, of course, the kids are always fidgety and twitching and jerking the rod and everything.
A little twitchy to begin with.
It's perfect. They can't sit still anyway, so they're always giving that jig a little bit of action. Kind of throw it out there, twitch it back to the boat. He said they just hammer it. And he catches a lot of holdover trout doing that, too. So he'll anchor out from the shoreline, just on the edge of casting distance, you know, let him fire those things all over the place. And what a blast. And his top picks were Cottage Lake over there and Lake Margaret. He says, you know, every year, of course, he gets his usual array of stalker trout, but they always get some nice holdovers doing that deal,
you know,
too.
And you said my favorite word with regard to open a day trout fishing, and that's those holdovers. And by holdover, we mean a fish that they planted in the lake, maybe as a fry plant, but probably more likely as a catchable trout. And he didn't bite anything.
He dodged all the gear last year.
And he went and ate insects and stuff, and he got big, and he could be 20 inches now.
Oh, yeah, some of those, 17, 18, 19, 20 inches.
But they didn't get that big by grabbing the first thing that came by. So now the technique that we're going to talk about, flatline trolling, particularly flies, okay, will take a larger percentage of those carryover trout because because the terminal tackle more closely represents the aquatic insects in that lake.
Yeah, and I first did the flatline drill up in Canada, up at Roach Lake, for some of those big Kamloops trout. And we would take our 5-weight fly rods, load them up with full sinking line and a pretty long fluorocarbon leader, and up there we would run leech patterns, blood leeches, black leeches, purple leeches, and troll them real slow, really slow. And of course, when the coronamid bites would go off, you'd go over there and you'd drift coronamids over there,
also known as chironomids.
Chironomids,
Snohomish County. Yeah.
But when the hatch wasn't coming off, man, you'd troll around and just schwack huge trout. And of course, down here you can it works great on opening weekend if you're a fly fisherman. Of course, it isn't technically called fly fishing. Yeah. If I told this, Dennis Dixon would probably slap me upside the face if I told him this was fly fishing.
He's throwing his sunglasses at the radio, driving around going, that's not fly fishing.
But it's a great way to control carry specials, Doc Spratley's.
That's my favorite fly right there. John Martinez taught me how to tie a carry special.
It's a fun way to go. I don't know. This is the new little jig technique that Kent was telling me about. And the funny thing is, Todd Gertz, one of the best saltwater fishermen, of course, here in Western Washington, mentioned this little jig thing to me about 4 or 5 years ago. He does that in Eastern Washington up there in Rufus Woods and all those lakes up there that, of course, have tremendous trout fishing, and just rails on them over there. And a lot of the guys over there will use stonefly patterns, little tiny jigs that mimic a stonefly. And I kind of forgot about it. I'm like, okay, I registered it, but it wasn't quite in the front of my hard drive.
Right, right.
And then when Kent mentioned it the other day, I was like, damn, okay.
You know, that more and more, that tackle counter up there at Three Rivers Marine is kind of the nerve center of information.
Yeah.
I mean, so much great information comes in over the counter, and a tremendous amount of good tips and help for people comes back, right? And so, but this technique about trolling flies, it's really, really simple. You got to start off with a moving boat. And if you're using a fly rod, and of course, one of the advantages of using that fly rod, it's one of the lightest rods you could possibly use, and you just really increases your enjoyment of the fight of the fish. So you get that boat moving, you get that, maybe, you know, you on a number six or number eight hook, you have a carry special or a dock spratly. You've got some, you've got probably 8 feet a leader, 7 feet a leader, to your full sinking fly line. And you want to get that boat moving, and you want to get all that fly line out as the boat's moving, right? And then just let it get down. And that will be down below that surface film of the water, but not much more. But you get it well behind the boat. You get it right at the right attitude. And then when those fish hit it, they just torpedo.
Well, you
got
to be careful because it's hard to get a fly rod in a rod holder. So
exactly.
I know guys that go out in their canoes and their kayaks and whatever. Make sure you got a foot on your rod or something because they'll yank that rod right
well,
out of the
open
boat.
A day isn't open a day unless you see a rod go flying out of somebody's boat, man. I mean, that's kind of what it's all about in no small sense.
Yeah.
But you also got to pay little attention to the tricks when you're out there, when you're trolling. Look for surface activity because you'll see fish kind of nipping at the surface and grabbing the bugs that are already there on the
surface.
Well,
one thing I mentioned was the coronamids. And if you want to learn how to read a lake, watch the swallows.
Yeah.
Because if they're starting to pile up on one end of the lake, they're grabbing those little midges when they're coming off. You'll see them swooping down and kind of nipping at the surface of the water. That's what they're grabbing. Now, a lot of these stock trout, of course, they're used to eating trout food. They're not keyed into the hatches, but I tell you who is, those holdovers are.
Yes,
so
they are.
So if you see some of that stuff going on in the afternoon, evening, after the lake's cleared off a little bit, you might want to go over there and make a few passes through that neck of the woods because there's probably some bigger trout around that have kind of adapted to the environment. They've been planted last year. They've been in the lake. They're keyed into the hatches. They know what's going on. And you might pick off some of those bigger trout doing that. But I tell you what, this little jiggy program.
Oh, yeah.
With the white micro jigs and a pencil bobber on a spinning rod, you know, get your Daiwa Laguna 1500 loaded up with 8 pound test, run 4 pound test leader, get those little jigs out there, have the kids twitch them. That just sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to hit them like a freight train.
They are. They're absolutely going to torpedo them. And that is your Three Rivers Marine Tech line for the Saturday before opening day.